The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everyone. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network. I'm Stephanie.
And this is Heidi.
And I'm Kristen.
And we're here for a Together Tuesday. Together Tuesday.
Yes, because we're together. Because we are together in studio, which is always so fun.
It is.
So we get to look at each other and not via a screen, which is awesome sauce.
I know. It makes a world of difference.
Yes.
When you have everybody together.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
Yeah. Lots of energies. None of us will sleep tonight.
It happens every time.
Every time. I know. It's all that
wired.
We're all practitioners, so we all kind of lock in. You know?
Yep. Just boom. And just being in the energy here, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Just like,
I love the energy here. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
The last time we'll be here, though, in this space.
I know.
Because I'm moving.
Where are you moving?
Well, in the building. So okay. I'm staying in the building, but I'm moving to a different space in the building. Mm-hmm. So this will be our last show in this space.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, whoever comes in here next will get to bathe in this glorious energy.
It's going to be jazzy for them. They're going to not know what hit their business.
Like, why do I like this place so much?
They're going to be all buzzed out.
And hopefully, whatever business moves in here afterwards just goes like skyrockets.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But I'm glad you're in the same building. And I know we talked about this on our Facebook Live because, I mean, you've always been here.
Yeah.
You've switched spots. Yep. When I first came, when we first became friends, you were in like one room.
Downstairs. One room.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you got the other room. And then suddenly you were up here.
Yeah,
it's just kind of been a progression, you know?
Yeah, I've been in the building for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Six of it upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Two downstairs. Mm-hmm. And now I'm back downstairs for hopefully another eight.
Yep.
Yes. We'll see.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
So this is a good spot for you. And it's like almost right beneath this studio, just kind of across the hall, but same kind of area, you know? So, yeah, I think it'll be groovy.
It will be groovy. And I'm excited for all the cool stuff that we'll be able to do there now that I'll have more space.
Yes. So, yes.
Be good.
It'll be coolio. So, How is everybody? Did you have good weekends? What's going on? How's your world?
Oh, where to start?
I know.
Well, I can tell. Okay, so can I share something paranormal that has happened just actually yesterday? It's been going on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an outbuilding on our property. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty big size outbuilding. It's Tim's building. He's got all his stuff in there and he's organizing it to be set up just how he wants it with all of his cool things. And so he can work on all his projects and his cars and whatever. And so he's in the process of sorting some things out. And since we've moved in now, this has been an active location for the whole time we've moved in. We've met the former owners of the house. They're no longer living, but we met them when we toured the house. But out in the outbuilding, it's had a different energy a few different times. Well, recently the energy shifted again. And I think it's because Tim's doing a lot of housekeeping out there and he's getting rid of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And he came in yesterday. Now we were out there this weekend because we had to do some stuff with our bees, right? Mm-hmm. So we were getting all of our stuff together to go out and tend to the bees. And we heard things knocking around inside the building. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, they weren't small noises. It wasn't like, oh, there's a cat in there or a mouse mm-hmm. or a raccoon. Not that there's any of those animals in there because yeah. we've set live traps and things, but because we keep hearing noises. Mm-hmm. This is big thuds, thumps, knocking over. We've gone in on certain days and a whole, like, stacked boxes will be knocked over and everything will be out all over the floor. And so it looks very intentional and it needs some serious muscle to do this. Well, so yesterday he comes in and he has a look on his face that I don't see very often for Tim. Mm-hmm. And he said, there's someone new out there. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, what are you talking about? He goes, I saw a figure walk by. It was felt like a man. It, from what I could tell, looked like a man. I haven't seen him before. And he feels threatening. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you think, you know, what do you think about it? And he goes, I'm actually nervous about this one. He goes, I don't get nervous very often. And he goes, I'm not scared, but I'm nervous about this one. Something is not right. And I said, okay, well, maybe we should go out and do a clearing on it, mm-hmm. you know, this week. And mm-hmm. he said, yeah, I think we should. This one warrants a clearing. And I mm-hmm. said, okay, well, we'll do that this week. So we'll get out there and do it this week. But there's something out there that's not liking what he's doing. And so I wonder if it's attached to some of the stuff mm-hmm. that's out there, that now that it's finally getting sorted, it's somehow created an energy that's yeah. like, hey, don't mess with my stuff. Don't mess with me. And that's not going to be the case, of course. But anyway, yeah, it's rare when Tim is concerned mm-hmm. and he is concerned on this one because he can feel how strong
it is. Was there stuff in there when you moved in? So is it not all yours? Oh, it's all Tim.
It's all his. Okay. Mm-hmm. Some of it's just been gathered over the mm-hmm. years and different family members, you know, it gets kind of piled yeah. together and it just gets moved and not sorted. Now that we have the space to sort it,
yeah,
it's being mm-hmm. dealt with. And it's concerning mm-hmm. this time.
I've mm-hmm. seen a lot of spirits attached to tools. Mm-hmm. They're very into tools. Their tools.
Yeah.
And when I go to antique shops, mm-hmm. always there will be spirits attached to like jewelry. Mm-hmm. And then there will be, you know, some furniture sets that will have somebody. But there's always a guy who's like, those are my tools. Like, don't mess with my tools.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, for sure. And there's yeah. a lot of tools out there. So, and I know, you know, Tim over the years has bought different tools. You know, he finds them at different places and he'll get them secondhand or he might even buy some new. And, you know, so I know that there's a lot of that stuff out there. But I think there's just a lot of stuff that's been gathered over the years from family, you know, family photos and mm-hmm. heirlooms and tchotchkes and whatever. So, yeah, we'll have to see. Yeah. We'll clear it out though.
Mm-hmm. You will. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So that's one of my weird things that's been happening lately, but it was really cool. Cause this on Sunday when we were out there, I looked at him, I go, seriously, you heard that, right? He's like, yeah, that's inside the outbuilding. It literally sounded like someone was moving things around in there, mm-hmm. like a human, mm-hmm. because it was not quiet. It wasn't like something just little got tipped over.
Yeah. And like you say, to move things that aggressively, this is a spirit that knows what it's doing and right. has been yeah. around for a while.
That's right.
The newly dead know how. Can't do it.
No, yes. They don't know how. They can't manifest like that.
Yes.
So, yeah, this one has some substance.
Interesting stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the latest and greatest over at the homestead.
Cool beans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of crazy stuff. How about you, Kristen?
Well, I had a craft sister staying at my home this last week. Mm-hmm. And she went to Sacred Harvest Fest, which is a fest mm-hmm. in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And she was going to go for a day and do some, she's a body worker mm-hmm. and stuff. And I knew, I was like, yeah, you're going to be there all weekend, but okay. Yeah. Cause when we do a spiritual like retreat, like that stuff happens. Right. Yeah. So she ended up coming back home to get some stuff. And she's like, I'm going to go back out again. And I said, I know. And she said, I'm going to need you to support me remotely because she was doing this Rangoli ceremony that was a alchemical in nature and meant, and she's a survivor. So she's mm-hmm. got a lot of stuff to process. And so I spent the weekend firing up all of my shrines and altars and doing remote energy work to support her. Mm-hmm. And it really, I mean, I love her dearly and I'm always happy to support people like that, but it took a lot out of me. It was mm-hmm. very, very, you know, just draining. Mm-hmm. And so I'm still kind of recovering from that. But yeah, it was very, it was validating because she did get that work done. She's going to be processing for a while, though, because mm-hmm. you know, when you do that really heavy spiritual work, it takes a while for your system to integrate everything. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. yeah, so I'll be checking in on her. I was sad that I couldn't go, but, you know, maybe next year.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we're all making adjustments this year.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Nothing is right still. Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know. Yeah, we've got to make adjustments this year still yeah. with yeah. COVID and everything going on. So.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and I was up way up by the Canadian border with squatchers this
yeah,
weekend.
You were.
And we weren't near the fire. However, a lot of the stuff was closed down, an abundance of caution. Not where we were necessarily, but one of the places we wanted to get to, we couldn't because it was closed off, you know? But we found lots of strange stuff in the woods, you guys. And I'm saying, I do think we did find a few signs of Bigfoot. It was a full moon weekend, Heidi.
Dang.
And you know what? I didn't. I said, from now on, when we plan these weekends, we have to remember to watch the moon phase mm-hmm. because I think they hide, or they don't hide, but they're not
as active.
As active as like in a new moon, for example.
Yep.
We did find some things, but wow, we found like a lot of like just weird little energy portals up there. And like there was a whole section of this one area that was, and it's pretty remote, right? And it's hard. I'm surprised I was able to do it, but up and down, and we trekked like 20 miles or something. You know, it was an incredible amount of walking. But there was one spot in particular that was like, it felt like little people were there, and the fae.
Okay, sure.
And it was like full of moss. It was almost boggy, you know. And we mm-hmm. didn't go there first. Carrie and I did something else, and then Katie and Josie went there, and then they told us that they had found a print, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we got to go. And then they said, oh, it was the, and Josie is very intuitive too, right? And she said, yeah, there was this tree that was kind of egging us on, like saying, do you dare, do you dare? And she said, it felt so different there, you know? And so, mm-hmm. so we went there, and I'm like, oh yeah, the fae are here. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw some little people, and you know, they were watching us, but I didn't see them.
Oh, you can feel them.
They were there.
Very pronounced energy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They mm-hmm. were there. And there was a print there that I, and right next to it was a coyote print. And you know what we say, where there's coyotes, there's Bigfoot, because mm-hmm. they kind of work in tandem. So that was a pretty cool find. We took photos, but you know, photos don't really, they just don't do the trick, but we couldn't cast it. It was on the sponginess of the moss and the, you know, it was a boggy
tough.
Area.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's tough.
But, yeah, there was a lot of stuff up there, but yeah, lots of walking. And like I said, we found all these weird, and Josie was the one who was alerted to a couple of them because she was kind of up in the woods and she's, Steph, come here. And I'm like, what? And she's like, can you feel this? And she was like rolling around, you know, like she said, I'm so out of balance. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is for sure something, you know? And we found a few of those areas. More so than normal when we're out in the woods.
Well,
you know?
I have a little theory on that because, mm-hmm. Okay, so this is where Kristen sounds really insane, but
no.
you know, I'm a pagan and
yeah.
and I only believe in that which I have personally experienced. Mm-hmm. But so many pagans, both Wiccan and other forms of neo-pagans, speak about the fall wild hunt, which is mythologically it is when the souls that have died are gathered up and brought to the other side. And it's mm-hmm. oftentimes, you know, in October when mm-hmm. the veil gets pretty thin or early November. Mm-hmm. And I don't normally just get deity just popping in, especially if they're not one of the deities that I work very heavily with. So Morgana, who mm-hmm. is Welsh, she's mm-hmm. from the Mabinogian, popped in and basically was like, hey, you're going on the wild hunt this year. And I said, well, hi.
Yes.
And also, why? Because they've asked me before, but I've never been ordered to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told because of the number of deaths.
Oh, there's so many.
That she's like, I literally don't have staff for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no spiritual temp agency yeah. that I can call. And I need all the witches and all the spiritual practitioners who are able to help with this yeah. to help guide these souls because there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she said also the veil is going to thin an entire month early.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, I felt that wheel click like it was October. Yeah. And it's, you know, late August.
Yes.
And it felt like October 2nd-ish, the way the wheel feels to me. And it's going to be a crazy fall spiritually. And so what happens, as you both know, and a lot of the listeners know, is that when the veil thins, you will get portals. You will get places, and if you have eyes to see, you can even see the little squirrels. Yes, I mean, absolutely. I've even seen them in urban areas, but most definitely in forests.
Yes.
And so I think that's what it is.
I do, yeah. I think you're right, because, yeah, there were more than just a couple. I mean, they were, like, everywhere, you know? And Josie and I are the intuitives, you know? So we're like, oh, my God, yeah, this is crazy, you know? So, yeah, I agree. You know, and there's been, I've seen, and I've had dreams with people that I haven't thought about forever that have passed, you know? And what is this? Are they stopping? And now I'd say, hey, what's shaking? You know what I mean? Yep. It's like, oh, my God. So, yeah, I totally believe it. And, you know, there's just so many things going on in the world right now, too. I mean, there's all these deaths from COVID and other things. And
natural disasters.
Natural disasters. There's a drought here in Minnesota. Up in northern Minnesota, it looks like October already because the leaves are changing. The ferns are all dead in
my
the woods.
My leaves in my yard are already changing.
Yeah, I've had a few, too. So it's like total weirdness, and I don't really like it.
Yeah, you know, everything's
it's
off.
It's very unsettling.
And then there's floods and fires, and it's it's terrible. It's everything is off.
Well, and like literally, Greece was on fire. They were evacuating people in boats, and then we had the Western European flooding where people were dying, and you know, just like, so much death that the veil has basically been rent open for well over a year.
I know it.
But when the time comes when it's normally supposed to do that, the energies are very intense. And so, you know, I'm actually going to suggest that if you are a sensitive and you have, like, wild dreams and stuff, now might be the time to, like, clear and ward your bedroom. Maybe get some jet and put it in the corners of your room and sage really well or sweetgrass really well. Throw some salt around, you know.
I think it's a good idea. For sure. Yep. Because, you know, and I've been seeing things for a while now. You know, we have during this whole thing that's been going on. But lately it's become even more so, like you said, Kristen. You know, and one of the things that happened too, and I'll just take a couple of minutes for this, but we were walking on this trail and there was a big, beautiful 100-year-old white pine that had just fallen. Roots up. There had been a windstorm. Her needles were still green. And the reason I say her is because I know it was a girl. She was calling me to her, and I went over and I put my hands on her trunk. And she was just weeping, and she said, "It's not my time. It's not my time to go. Yeah. I don't want to die. This is not right." And I'm like, "Oh my God." And I tried to help her. And then the next day, all four of us went, and Josie is a Reiki healer too, right? So we all went and we, you know, put our hands on her, and she was just so upset. Obviously, she wasn't ready to go, right? She wasn't ready to go. And Josie had said there was a bad windstorm that happened about a month ago, but none of the other 100-year-old pines nearby had fallen, just her. And her, you know, her needles were beautiful still. She's a beautiful tree laying down. So can you imagine what she was standing up? And what was interesting is when all four of us were there, you could feel her kind of, you know, it was kind of like letting go, you know. We were done, and I said to Josie, "I forgot tobacco," which is crazy. I never forget tobacco. And I said, "Oh, we got to come back. I have to offer tobacco." And I said, "What do you think, Josie?" And she said, "I felt like she was releasing." I said, "So did I." And so then Josie and I and Katie went and, you know, went through this again. And Josie said, "I think we need to put sage with it and some other things." And, of course, we always have all that stuff. So kind of made a mixture, and then we offered it to her. And Josie said, "Did you notice that we could hear a heartbeat when we started? And by the time we were done, it was gone, like she had surrendered." And I'm like, well, I cried. You know, it was so sad.
Oh, yeah. You know, and sometimes in that situation, when they are absolutely going to die, there's nothing you can do for them. Right. Sometimes I will ask if I can harvest like a root and use it as a wand. Can I take a piece of you with me? Is it okay? Once you leave, I'm not going to do it while you're still here.
Yes.
But once you leave, you know, can I have a something to remember you by and honor you with? And I mean, I'm so weird because when we do Samhain, it's not just people, it's pets.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I would put that on my Samhain altar and be like, I honor you, tree, because I'm such a weirdo.
No. And I'm such a tree girl.
I love trees.
I do too. And they talk to me all the time. And this one was, I sobbed. I mean, the first time I saw her, I sobbed. We went back and I sobbed some more. You know, it was just, and even when I was telling Jerry this story on Sunday, and I was crying with that too. You know, it's just so sad. I never thought of that, Kristen. I wish I would have, because she would have most certainly said.
What we do is I will give a piece of my body for a piece of their body. Mm-hmm. So I actually will take some of my hair and tie it around and be like, now you have a part of my body. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to take a part of your body with your permission so that you can be, because I will always remember you, and what is remembered lives.
Yes, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
That's how I respond to that. Mm-hmm. And I've been getting a lot of animal gifts when I'm outside in the woods in my backyard. I've been finding just an abundance of different types of feathers, just fallen feathers.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Like more than usual.
Yes.
And so I just take them and, you know, I pick them up and I use them spiritually and stuff.
Yeah. So I hope the girl is okay. You know, if I ever get back up that way again, I might go see her and see what's happened to her. But I know Dave is saying maybe she may sprout from the fall, but you know, she's in the forest, and what they usually do is they cut them up, right? And it happens pretty fast. But yeah, I hope that would be the best thing. Josie said she thought maybe she was diseased because she had a few branches that were kind of withered, like there was something wrong, and the other trees didn't have it. And there were a lot of those big 100-year-old pines around, you know. And so maybe that's what she wasn't as strong, so she couldn't stand up against that wind because the other ones all did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But yes, if I ever get that way again, for sure, I will go see her. And heartbreaking as it is, I think it would be a good thing. But I hope we helped her. You know,
you did.
Yeah.
You did. Not being alone, you know, because trees, when they fall like that, where the roots are all, you know, upended, trees communicate with each other through their root system.
They do.
So she was cut off from her fellows.
No. What was interesting, though, is the way she fell, the very top of her was right next to another one of those big old trees. I don't think this one was as old as her, but definitely the same kind of tree. To me, it looked like, in my view, she was reaching out. Help me. So, yeah, I hope.
Having affection and care from humans is always a little startling to the plant people. I know one time I put a fey offering out, which was a small, very small, like tea light holder that had agave nectar in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't thought, you know, so I go out there and there's an ant that's struggling in it. And so I very carefully poured the ant out, and then I said, I'm so sorry, I'm going to leave the agave or honey on a leaf from now on so that this doesn't happen again, and I apologized. And I swear to you, that night, and I was stone cold sober, I was not drinking. Oh, yes. You know? So I'm laying in bed, and I was serenaded. I was literally, there was like percussive music being played kind of ethereally, and I couldn't tell exactly where it was coming from. And my bedroom is on the second floor. So, but it felt like it was right outside my window. And for a minute, I was like, what the heck? And then I went, they're saying thank you because I cared enough to save that life.
Yes.
And so many humans just think, you know, smaller lives are so insignificant.
Yes.
And they're just a being like us, you know?
Very cool. That is true. So, yeah. Anyway, so that was heart-wrenching. Can I just say I was just heartbroken?
Yeah.
But hopefully we helped her, you know, all of us.
To be able to be with a dying being, though, is so special. I sit with the dying a lot as a clergy person, and it is such an honor to be able to witness their passing and be there with them and be like, you're not alone. You know, we care about you. We recognize you.
Exactly.
And so that's a very, like, that. Basically, you were being a priestess.
Yes. Well, and I asked all of the nature spirits to help her and help her pass on. And I don't want to see her suffer because obviously it's been a month already, you know, sure, and she's clinging, she's you know, she's like, it's not time. This is not fair, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, oofta is what I'll say. So moving right along, Heidi, we're going to talk about paranormal stories.
Which we've kind of been talking about bit. I mean, we've been skirting the edges of it. You know, just weird happenings. I think the one that I mentioned in the beginning of the show is weird with that new being that's in our outbuilding. Mm-hmm. I know, Kristen, you said you have a story. I don't know if we'll start them quite yet unless we have a quick one that we can tell before break because we're getting close to our break. With having to go for a commercial already.
I know. It goes by so fast when we're all together. I know.
Mine's a little bit, the one that I was thinking about is a little bit longer, so I'm going to save it until after the break, and I'll try to, like, encapsulate it for you so that it's not too, you know, we get other stories too, but it was the first time I ever saw a ghost when I was 22, so I want to tell that one because that's dear to my heart.
It's that sounds cool. Oh, that sounds
perfect.
So I have a funny little thing
that
came up this week that actually ties into our show last week, and so this could be kind of considered a weird only because it's a new idea. So last week we had Carter Bouchard on, who is a Bigfoot researcher.
Yep.
And one of his theories was that the Sasquatch count.
Yeah.
You know, when people are in the woods, they'll count and they'll knock or make noises to alert other Bigfoot that here's who's out here, how many people are out here.
I've heard that they do
Isn't that wild? Right?
Yeah. And I hadn't really thought of it until I read his book, and I was like, oh, that's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
So what was interesting, so Cindy, I know she's in the chat room right now. She was up at my place, our place, and we went outside because every night after it gets dark, I take the dogs out and we go for a walk because I love walking outside at night. We're out in the country, so there are a million stars, right? And so I wait till it's dark for our last little bathroom break walk. And I take the dogs, put them on leashes because I don't want to have to keep track of them in the dark. And we walk our little street and cul-de-sac. We'll make the lap a few times.
Yeah.
And so she came out with me. We had the two dogs. And the second we got down the driveway into the street, we heard knock, knock, pause, knock, knock. And it was kind of like that hollow, like, knocking two dowels together or something. It was very like that hollow wood kind of sound. So it wasn't like a thud against a tree. It was very like you have two like dowels, thick dowels, and you're knocking them together. And so we were talking, but then I heard this and it caught me off guard. Oh my gosh, Cindy, did you just hear that?
Yeah.
And she said, you know, I think she heard it. She's like, yeah, what's going on? I said, well, I think there were two knocks and then the pause and then there were two knocks. I said, I'm thinking of Carter talking last week on our show.
Two people, two dogs.
Two people, two dogs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And this came from the river, which is right next to our house.
Well, you know, they're everywhere.
Right. And so I was like so excited.
Yeah.
So we had to, of course, boogie on over by, you know, the river area. And we, you know, tried to do some knocking as well to see if we could get a response. We did not get a response. But it was interesting because as soon as we got outside, it was two knocks and then two knocks. And I was so excited because I'm like, there's something right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah. Well, and people don't realize that. But, you know, Squatchers has done a lot of research and close to the city this last year. And, I mean, the things we found are just undeniable. And they're so close, you know.
Yep.
You don't have to go way up to the Canadian border to find them. They're right here in town.
You don't have to drive 4 hours away from the middle of nothing to find them. I mean, they're everywhere. So,
yeah.
And I mean, the place that we lived in, the last place we lived, I saw it right outside my window.
I know you did. I know you did.
And heard it in the tree right outside the door. You know, so it's just so cool. So I'm definitely going to have to do a little bit more, you know, poking around over there. Maybe go over there and look around, see if there's any kind of structures or anything. I mean, because there's not a lot of trees right over there, but on the other side of the river, just past where we live, there's Sherburne National Forest.
Yes.
And so I'm...
Watch out for Dogman. He's been sighted there.
Yeah. I'm betting that there's cool stuff over there. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was kind of a cool, weird thing.
Absolutely.
Because it was right there. I mean, sitting there, standing there, it was right there.
I know.
There is someone right over there, a Bigfoot, maybe. But it was just as soon as I heard the knocking, it made me think of last week's show. I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go.
Yep.
Bigfoot's counting us.
Yeah.
Two and two.
There we go. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Kind of cool.
All right. Well, it's time for our commercial break. So this is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network.
For a truly unique podcast experience, we have you covered. Spirit Bayou with CJ Dunham airs live from the Third Coast in Southeast Texas on Tuesday and Fridays at midnight Eastern Time, covering Creole folklore and folk magic to strange paranormal activity to new equipment for the field. CJ Dunham is a Catholic swamp witch, a devotee to our Mother Mary in the Trinity, a true believer in our Lord, the Holy Ghost, and Christ. Peace be with your spirit and the spirits by you.
In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock for Dark Sunrising on the Para-X Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network, and we are talking about our weird paranormal stories, which we've done a few so far, and we've kind of gotten sidetracked, but that's all good. But we do have a cool story that Kristen wants to share.
Yeah.
So, Kristen, let's hear it.
Yeah, so I was 22. I didn't know anything about psychism, really. I'd always been a little sensitive, you know, but I wasn't a practitioner. I'd never been, hadn't studied, hadn't been taught. And so I was 22 years old, and it was the University of Minnesota campus, and I was helping a boyfriend move into a, I want to say it was like a 121-year-old rooming house, right? Mm-hmm. And so it was very, very hot. It was August. It was just one of those awful, hot Minnesota Augusts.
Yeah.
So we were just really sweating, and we were moving stuff in. And my boyfriend went with the landlord, who had been born in the building. He was in his 80s, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And so they went down the hall, and I stopped to take a rest, and I had a cold soda pop, and I sat with my back to the open door jamb. So I'm looking like down the hallway and kind of halfway in the room. So I'm just sitting there, and as I'm sitting there, I see a young woman come out of one of the rooms. And she was dressed in a very retro, and she was solid. I mean, she looked totally solid. I had no reason to believe that she wasn't a human being with a body. And so she was wearing one of the old, what they used to call house coats, where with the, it was pink, and it looked like it was maybe from the 60s or 70s, and it had the big buttons on it. Yeah. And then she had a shower cap on. And girls my age didn't wear shower caps. My mother had a shower cap, but women had stopped using them. And she had a little bucket with what I assumed was shampoo and stuff like that. And so she smiled at me. We met eyes. She smiles at me. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Whatever. And she goes into this room, which I assumed was a shower room because it looked like she was going to take a shower. And so my boyfriend comes back with the landlord, and the landlord says, do you have any other questions? And the boyfriend goes, well, where's the shower room? And I piped up and went, well, there's one right there. And I pointed to this room. And the landlord said, actually, no, it's down the hall this way. And I said, oh, is that one just for women?
Yeah.
And he kind of just patted me on the shoulder. And he went and he showed me that the door was locked. He said, we haven't used this room in 30 years.
Oh.
And I said, listen, I know what I saw. I saw a person go into that room. Like, I saw it. And he just kind of said, they won't bother you. And just kind of walked
so
away.
Yeah.
And we broke up shortly after that, so I never got to ask the boyfriend if he had any paranormal experiences in the house, but I believe he must have because they were clearly very strong. And I remember being very kind of worried about this spirit. I was like, is she a shadow? Is she an actual spirit? Does she know she's dead? What happened mm-hmm. to her? You know? And that was like the first time I ever decided that I really needed to learn more about this because it was so jarring because she wasn't an apparition. I mean, she was an apparition, yeah. but she looked like a person, yes. and from head to toe, there's nothing weird about her other than the retro dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't so that was cool? my first ghost sighting ever.
That's cool. Yeah.
That is cool. That is cool. And that he knew about it. Oh, they won't hurt you.
Well, he'd been born in the house. He'd sure. lived there all his life.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
it had been a rooming house for a very long time. It was a yeah. huge house.
Yeah.
A very cool house. I actually yeah. would love to see if it's still there. It would be fun to go in
well,
there.
Yeah. Can you imagine if yeah. you could even get in there for a half an hour or whatever, just hang out for a little bit?
Yeah, well, I'm sure. I mean, the gentleman was quite old, but I don't know if he had children that inherited the home mm-hmm. or somebody bought it and, you mm-hmm. know, whatever.
Right.
But it would be really interesting.
That's mm-hmm. cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Very fun.
That would
fun.
Be fun. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, that's fun when you can see, when you really, really see them.
Yeah.
You know, that it's like, that was a person, like mm-hmm. the one that a couple of weeks ago I was mm-hmm. Walking outside this library, old-fashioned little house that's a library, and I was like, yeah. hey, we should go in. We
talked about that.
Yep. Yeah, and it's like, oh, it's, yeah, let's go in. There's someone right there at the window. And we go, door is locked.
Nobody's
lights
there.
Are on. Nobody's there. Look in the window. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's dark in there. Nobody's in there. I mm-hmm. said, who the heck did I just see walk by the window?
Mm-hmm.
Clear as day, mm-hmm. not translucent. Yeah.
Yeah, every once in a while we see those, don't we? And I remember seeing one down at Walcott Mills once, and it was, I believe he was the caretaker for the baby cemetery there. All of a sudden, there was this guy standing next to me, and I can just, plain as day, like you and me, sitting here. He had a blue shirt on, dark hair. I could describe him to a T, and I'm like, wow. And then he was gone, right? So, poof, you know? But, mm-hmm. yeah, just like you and me, mm-hmm. you know? And I've, you know, run into that before too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of startling actually. Cause it's like, wow.
I live close to Anoka and they have restaurants there on the main strip where they have outdoor seating, you know, mm-hmm. because of our times now.
Yes.
And the Jackson Hotel, which is now Billy's bar, I want to say. It's mm-hmm. a restaurant and a bar. And then it's the old Jackson Hotel, mm-hmm. and it used to, you know, it has rooms in the mm-hmm. upper levels, but they don't use them anymore. Mm-hmm. And there's a woman who peers out onto the street regularly. People see her all the time. And my house guest and I were eating on the, you know, at the mm-hmm. sidewalk there. And she was facing that other side of the street, and she's not really familiar with the Anoka, you know, and she looked up and she's like, there's a woman who keeps looking at me. And then I looked and they had, somebody had hung a little like ghost effigy, like made out of like a handkerchief, and it's, you know, where like a ball with a handkerchief yeah. over it, and it's tied and it looks like a ghost. Somebody had hung that in that window, you know, because that's the window she looks out of, and everybody sees her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, well, I hope she like is there voluntarily,
right?
You know, because
not trapped or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
Very cool. Anoka's kind of a strange place. There's a lot of ghosty places out there.
Well, mm-hmm. and there are reasons for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There mm-hmm. are some very compelling reasons for that, and a lot of people who live there, they know, but they don't talk much about it, or they talk about it in terms of because they do ghost tours
mm-hmm.
there, and that's fun, you know. But it's, they don't want to get too in depth about it. It's
yes.
like, okay, yeah, we have ghosts. How about those cubs? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Yeah, we have ghosts.
There's not a lot of in depth.
They won't hurt you. So let's just move on.
Yeah. I mean, we know they're there. Alone. They're yeah. cool. But yeah, I mean, and so many antique stores there. And that's another reason why there's so many ghosts, mm-hmm. because, you know, they travel with their armoire or
they
their
do.
Dish set or yes. whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of go in there and be like, hey guys, how's it going? Mm-hmm. You know, and they're not used to being addressed mm-hmm. by someone who doesn't work there. I think the mm-hmm. employees oftentimes will probably talk sure. to them because mm-hmm. they get to know them.
Well, I would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I turned down purchasing a really lovely 1960s lemon yellow dish set.
Oh.
It was a complete set of china. It was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And it had the sideboard and the dining room table that was just all came from the same home. And there, I was looking at it, and I said, oh, these are so beautiful, but I bet you I probably shouldn't put them in a dishwasher. I'm not really feeling washing every dish by hand. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting there regarding it, and there's this woman there. And I could feel her. Oh,
there we go.
And she yeah. had, like, the very 60s, you know, the teased hair on the top mm-hmm. of the head and the cat eye mm-hmm. glasses. And I was like, is this yours? And she said, yeah, this is mine. It was a wedding gift, and I love my dishes. And I said, so why are you still here? And she just said, I just need to make sure that someone, whoever takes this home, will treat it properly. And it was very, very clear to me that she intended to follow whoever bought that stuff to their home. And if she felt that they were not handling her property appropriately, she was going to make a big nuisance of herself.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Because not worth it. She was like, no. You know, the type of woman who would like scald her dishes.
Yeah.
You know, the
sure.
very austere, mm-hmm. serious housewife. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. I don't want to go to the effort of passing you over because you clearly feel that you have a right yes. to go with these dishes, and I'm not trying to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, no.
Yeah.
But they were beautiful.
Yeah.
I could see why she loved them. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to stick around for eternity over my dish set.
No. Right?
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So here's something weird. This happened 2 years ago, actually, when we were in Savannah. We were on a tour of a haunted location. And I was we were in the basement. We were on a tour. There was, I don't know, 10 of us, maybe. It wasn't nighttime, so it was mm-hmm. dark. And the basement was pretty dark. They didn't have a lot. They had hardly any lights on down there. And so we were having to use our cell phone flashlights mm-hmm. or flashlights if people brought them. And we had some of our equipment with us because we came looking for stuff, you know. So we had a few pieces of equipment. And I could feel there was a male presence with me. There was, standing next to Tim. And then there was another man, and he kept looking around Tim at me. And I thought, what is he doing? And then I told Tim, I go, there's some guy. He keeps looking at me. And he looked over there, and he's like, there's nobody over there. So I looked around the lineup, because we were kind of standing in a line, and we were getting the initial, like, lowdown, you know, of what yeah. was going on. I looked over there, and there's nobody over there. You know, there was a couple of gals standing next to him, and no big, tall man. And I was like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. got it. Well, so we were downstairs. This is how strong he was. We were going through these double doors that had an automatic closure on them. Mm-hmm. So they would open and then they would shut themselves. So you had to hold it open to get this whole group through. And so I was going to go through the door. There was someone standing ahead of me holding it for me. I went to push it with my arm to hold it yep. open for myself. And this big arm came over the top of me from behind me and held the door open for me. Huge man.
Wow.
Huge man, huge arm to get his arm that high and to hold it open and reach that far ahead without touching me. I was like, wow. I turned around and say, thank you. And there's
nobody there.
And I went, oh, okay. He's back.
Well,
and
he's got manners. At least.
Yeah, he's got manners.
He's an old other gentleman.
But also, you know what he did is he cut Tim off.
Oh.
Right. And then when we were leaving, I think Tim went out first. I'm trying to think if he went out first or I did. I think I went out first and then Tim did. And Tim got cut off again. He couldn't get out the door. There was something energetically blocking him. So this guy was trying to separate us because yeah. he knew Tim and I were together.
Mm-hmm.
And
he took a shine to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it was
yes.
like, how much energy do you have to yeah. manifest a physical presence enough to hold open a door
right.
and to have
right.
like a clear vision? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I could clearly see him. It was the arm of a human, mm-hmm. full on, no translucency. It was very clear. Mm-hmm. And he held the door open.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you are strong. And so then
and
I turned around
there.
When he cut Tim off, because we were going to the at the mm-hmm. time it would have been the mm-hmm. servants' quarters. Mm-hmm. And now it's
you know, probably a guest house or whatever, but we were going out. And so I came back because Tim was like caught in the house. Mm-hmm. And I said, you mm-hmm. are not going to separate us. And let me yes. tell you, if you choose to do this again, it will be the last choice you make. So don't get between us. Let him out of the house and don't do that again. And then he didn't, and I don't know that he could leave the house. And so he yeah. went back in the house. And so then Tim was able to come out. But I was like, I was kind of upset. I'm like, no, you yeah. don't get between us.
No.
That's yeah. not how that's going to work. I appreciate the door opening thing. That was nice. But not if you're going to use mm-hmm. it as a way to get between us. Like, that's not okay. Yeah. But how, like, powerful, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But he was mm-hmm. stuck there too. So he had a limited reach.
Yeah.
But what he did have was really strong there.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
But cool, but weird. I didn't appreciate the stepping in.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, right? That's too much.
It's fairly typical though. A lot of the male spirits will want to
yep.
be hanging around the women.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And
absolutely.
Yep.
There are a lot of bars mm-hmm. where there are spirits, if it's an older bar mm-hmm. where they will manifest to the women, follow the women around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Bars are really good places to investigate because they're so active. I mean, because that's where people hang out.
Yeah. And we were talking about Stanley's before the show and how we thought we would do something upstairs at the,
it's like an old speakeasy or something,
speakeasy,
isn't it?
Bar now. Yeah. And we mm-hmm. thought it would be fun to dress up like those days because the spirit that hangs there dresses like she's from the 20s or 30s, you know, and I've seen her oodles of times, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it would be really cool, you know, to do something there.
Yeah. It would be interesting to see what it stirred mm-hmm. up getting dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and just the party vibe mm-hmm. can bring them out. And I think a lot of, I mean, I would miss it if I were passed on.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I never get to socialize or go to parties or whatever, so it'd be super fun.
Yeah, I think it would be great. Awesome.
Yeah.
You know? One of the things I remember was a few years back, and I don't, maybe 3 or 4 years, I don't remember how many years ago, we did a old museum we were invited to come by the Santee Nation to the reservation down there.
Mm, what an honor.
And they yes, right? And they had lots of spirits going on, and they have this museum there. And there was this one dress that was Native American dress, beautiful.
Like ceremonial.
Leather, yes, beaded, and encased. And I just kept looking at it. And I had a voice recorder on, and towards the end of the night, I was over there looking at it again, you know, and I'm like, wow, I think that dress would fit me. I would really like to try this dress on. And you know what came up on the voice recorder? Don't touch the dress. Isn't that
shows
funny?
You.
Yeah, exactly. But all that dress was just beautiful. And I'm just like, this dress would fit me. I would really like to just try that.
Don't touch the dress. Well, there you have it.
Oh, yeah, I know. But yeah. Don't touch the dress. Yeah, so back off, lady. funny. But that was an amazing place, too. You know, there's lots of stuff going on down there, for sure.
So speaking of parties,
mm-hmm.
spirits do like to party. Mm-hmm. That is 100% a fact. When the first time, you're talking about your first experience seeing a ghost, my first time going to the Palmer House, and this is quite a while ago, this is the Palmer House in Minnesota, Sauk Center, Minnesota, and I went up there with a friend who invited me. She wanted to see like what I was going to get for each room. I'd never been there before. And I said, well, I'd rather go when it's not too busy. Well, somehow we were able to work it out that I was able to go and stay over on a night that they were closed the next day because it was a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And so there were going to be 3 of us in the building total.
Yeah.
Myself, her, and her boyfriend at the time. And we all leading up that week to staying over, spirits kept coming in my house. We're so excited you're coming. We're so excited. Oh my gosh, we can't wait. It's like, it's going to be a celebration. And I was like, wow. I'm like, you guys are really excited. And they're like, oh, we've been waiting for you to come. And so they would just every once in a while pop into my house. Wait, you know, so excited. Okay, great. So I finally get there and I am greeted left and right by spirits. So we go through the whole thing and I went through each room and I said, oh, this is what I'm feeling here. This is who I'm seeing. This is what I'm experiencing. And so she was just taking notes just to, you know, see and, you know, Like, was I getting stuff that other people had gotten when they stayed there or whatever? I don't know. It was cool. And I said, you know, I think that they're really excited. They've been coming all week to see me and to say that they were glad I was coming. And I said, I think they kind of want to have a party. I said, let's go downstairs and maybe, you know, how can three people have a party? Well, I don't know, but there'll be a lot of spirits, so we'll see. So we went to sit into the entryway, the main area downstairs. So on there's the main like foyer area, and it kind of looks like a living room. And then on one side is the pub, and another side's a cafe. And we had some music on. We turned on some music from early 1900s. Mm-hmm. You know, we found a station that was relatively close. Turned that on in the pub, and just let it play. We had no lights in there. And we really didn't have a lot of lights in the room that we were in. There was like street lights coming in. And we were sitting just, I think we were just having a couple of sodas or something. You know, we weren't drinking any alcohol. And we were just sitting there chatting on the sofas and having a good time and kind of, you know, just, it was fun. And I turned and looked, and these spirits start coming in from outside and coming down the stairs, and they're all dressed up.
Aww.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like they're making this a big deal.
Yeah.
And they said, well, it is a big deal. We're having a party. And I thought, oh my gosh, they're having a party. And my friend, you know, she could see them, and she didn't see a lot at the time, but she's like, I can even see them. This is wild. And what was really the coolest part about the whole thing, and I haven't had this happen since, is in the pub, we could hear the old time flash bulbs going off, and we could see the flashes coming through the doors, because the doors had windows. They were like French doors, and you could see the flash of light and hear the pop of the bulb, because they were taking pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what they did. Yeah. That's what you do. Yeah. You take pictures for the society page, and you talk about the big party, and people were coming from all over for this one. And I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, you literally could hear it and see it. The flash bulbs.
What a riot.
One of the coolest things I've experienced.
Yeah. You know, the other dimensions are very, very close to us and to one another. And there have been times when people have even had situations where, like, they will pop into another time in the same location. I've heard stories of, there's a story of a woman and a man who were, they were shopping, and they were shopping in a department store that had been there for a long time, you know, and the woman went into the department store, and the man went over to go to another store. And she said she goes in there, and suddenly everybody's dressed like the 1950s. Everybody's wearing hats.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? And, you know, the department store was functioning during that era, but she was just freaked out, and she ran out into the sidewalk, and then it was normal again. Cool. And she was thought she was nuts, you know.
Well, yeah.
But I believe that stuff, you know. And then you'll see the old photos, and granted, you can doctor even old photos, but there are people who are specialists who can take a look at a photo and determine if it's been messed with. I've seen photos from the 1920s, and there's a guy dressed like now, and he'll have a cell phone to his ear or whatever, and it's like, wait a minute.
How does
that's
that
a cell phone. He's holding a cell phone, and he's wearing a crew neck.
Yeah,
that's not what people wore. You know. So yeah, fascinating.
Back to the
stuff.
Future, you know. Yeah, it's crazy. There's all kinds of weird things, right?
That would be so cool to have something like that, to take a picture, or be in a phone. Like, I'd love to find a photo of me in the 1920s of me now. Like, how can I do that? Well, I want to try and do that.
So in any future spirit party, photos should be taken.
Yeah.
Because I will bet you they will come up and just pose like for any other photo.
Yes.
And it would be really cool, you know, to see.
Absolutely.
That would be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Well, and we always take pictures usually at investigations, right? So at a party investigation, you could do that same thing, you know.
But and the recorders, of course, you know, all that.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That is cool. Guy with the cell phone in the 20s with the girls in their flapper dresses, and you know, the whole nine yards. Yeah, that shows just how close we are.
Right? Well, and then you have to wonder, did the guy with the cell phone realize? Or was he just going about his business, busy on the phone, and didn't understand, like, didn't even notice? mm-hmm. or whatever.
You have to wonder, because that happened to me not that long. Well, this was a few years ago. Here in St. Louis Park, when I lived in St. Louis Park, I was driving down Minnetonka Boulevard. And I don't know if I slipped into another time. I feel like I did, because I was driving my car and I was going down Minnetonka Boulevard. But then everything, it's like I went through a wall.
Remember you telling me this.
Right? Yes. I went through a wall, yes. And all of the light posts were different. The street was different. It was a different size.
Yeah.
And everything, like there were buildings where there weren't mm-hmm. buildings. And I started to freak out because I could tell I was in a different time.
Yeah.
But I was driving and I'm like, what if what I'm seeing isn't what's really in front of me? Like, what if
I get into a car accident?
Right. Mm-hmm. What if I hit something that's in front of me that I can't see because I'm somewhere
right.
else?
Right.
But I'm like, would they do that with the whole car? You know, is my car what I was driving, my 2000 and, you know, 12, whatever it was, you know, is that in the 1940 whatever
down the street,
and now I'm like the guy with the cell phone, right?
Yeah,
you know, like, and they're going, "What is that?" And I'm like, "What is this?"
You know, slipping.
But and it lasted for 4 seconds, 5 seconds, mm-hmm. long enough like to freak me out and mm-hmm. think, "Oh, what if I get in an accident?" But short enough that I was out of it pretty quick.
Yeah,
that was trippy.
That was trippy.
Weird. It was like I went through some weird portal and then drove right through it and came out of it.
Wow,
that was so weird.
Once I accidentally bent. Time I was running late, and I have a trained will. I'm a witch, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I need to get there on time. And I looked at the clock as I was leaving, and when I got to the place, it was like 5 minutes before I left, mm-hmm. and I had driven for like 15 minutes.
Whoops!
Wow.
And I was just like, we're just not gonna tell anybody.
No,
about
that. We're not gonna say when we
didn't. Yeah, you can't tell people that.
Oh my gosh. You know, this hour has gone by so fast again, you guys, honestly. But we need to plug our sibling show, The Calling, and tomorrow night they're talking about, can we contact extraterrestrials with our minds?
I just watched a show on that today.
Cool. Yay!
Cool.
Today.
So tune in, everyone. That's at 8 o'clock tomorrow, right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
Awesome.
So, wow, 8:58, 2 more minutes.
Yeah, this has been fun. You know, it's fun to talk about weird things.
Yeah.
Not just weird, cool, and not just scary, because a lot of people want to hear,
like,
what's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you? And it's like, okay, I get that, because mm-hmm. that's, you know, there's a curiosity around that, but it's kind of fun to talk about the interesting and the weird stuff, you know,
absolutely.
Or just the cool stuff or the fun mm-hmm. stuff, because there's so much more of that.
Oh, there is.
Really.
Well,
there
too, is. You get very, I don't want to say calloused, but you get used to mm-hmm. this, you know, mm-hmm. things that might cause someone who's never been a practitioner to freak out will just be like, oh, that was interesting. That
right?
Was cool.
Right? Because that's what we say. Oh,
yeah.
So, anyway, we hope everyone enjoyed all of our craziness. But yeah, I don't think anything we told tonight was necessarily scary.
No.
You know, it was just fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, different things that have happened to
us. It's cool stuff. It's cool and weird mm-hmm. and interesting. Mm-hmm. So.
Absolutely. So, well, here we go. I guess it's time to go.
I know. One more show for the end of the month next week. So
yes,
tune in.
That's right. Tune in next week. I think we're going to talk about paranormal techniques or something maybe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it'll be fun.
It will.
So talk about the paranormal crew this month.
I know. Absolutely.
So anyway, hey, everyone, thanks for listening tonight. And thank you especially to the troops who are serving our country. Be safe. And we appreciate you so much. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. And thank you, everybody in the chat room. It's been a full chat room, but quiet. I mm-hmm. think everybody's just tuning in. So thanks, everybody, for hanging out in the chat room. Everybody listening, wherever you're at, thank you so much for tuning in. And Para-X, thank you so much for hosting us. Once again, we love it here. Mm-hmm. And Sarge, our most amazing producer, doing what you do. Thank you very much. And another good show.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Awesome. Good night, everyone.
Good night.